Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And boy, are you in luck, because we're giving you a two-for-one deal today. Two training camp practices for the price of one podcast. Eric Scalavino and Andy Hart here on this Wednesday, August 13th.
It's supposed to be wet. It's training camp.
No, it's not supposed to be, actually, but it was today. It felt like, really felt like fall today, Andy.
Yes.
With the wind, the rain, and the temperatures, and probably lucky if they got to 70 degrees. It felt like it was the upper 60s. It felt like a good early fall day after what we can't complain has been a perfect summer for weather and for training camp. But Patriots and Eagles, the last 2 days, we weren't able to give you a podcast yesterday. Our studio was commandeered by others, so we apologize for that. But we were out there for both of these practices the last 2 days with the Eagles. A lot of attendance yesterday. Fans were instructed that they couldn't show up today because of the weather, but the team is going to make up for that later. We'll get to that down the line. But practice with the Eagles, Andy. I think the big note that I take away from the last 2 days is that we've not seen Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
And we have seen Ryan Mallett, who was missing for two practices in a row after the Washington game. He returned, but Gerard Mayo has disappeared. And
I'd rather see Mayo.
I would rather see Mayo, too. But
since all we've heard about all summer is about how much more comfortable everybody is when Gerard Mayo's on the field, mm-hmm. and how heads were spinning last year and Hightower was overwhelmed and didn't start to have fun till late in the year. You know, it's not just the – because we've had debates on his value as a playmaker, as a tackle machine, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no debating his value to those players around him and his being on the field and the way that makes them feel comfortable, communication-wise, everything. You don't want to jump to conclusions. We have no reason to believe it's a major injury or anything like that. But, you know, they've scrambled a little bit. They've bumped Hightower inside next to Collins.
Yeah.
And Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich have taken regular reps where they were sort of rotating, doing different things in the 3-4. But certainly it's not ideal. And we're only left to surmise that he must have done a little something. Well, I guess there's two possibilities. He did a little something Sunday in the workout here at Gillette Stadium, or he did a little something at the end of the Redskins workouts last week, because he didn't play in the preseason opener, and they had a practice Sunday, and then he wasn't out there.
They had a full pads practice on Sunday.
Yes.
And then a shells practice on Monday.
Right.
And he
He
was there, but not really doing much, and he did take part in the full pads practice on Sunday. So, yeah.
Somewhere along the line, something happened. He's not out there. That's all we have.
Right.
And it's something that bears watching, given everything else that goes on with the defense and how important he is.
And one little note on Mallett, too, the fact that he came back today. I don't know if it was weather-related or not, but he was wearing, the first time I can recall, a pretty big white glove. Not really Rob Gronkowski-type big,
right.
the thickness of it, like the goaltender in soccer. But he had a big white glove, and it looked like a white wristband or some sort of strap around his wrist. Again, could have been just weather related, trying to make sure he had a grip on the ball because the rain was coming down so hard, but he was missing for a couple of days. We don't know why, what the injury was, so that was just something that I thought was noteworthy because we had never seen it before.
Simple observation. No idea if it means anything, nothing, everything. You know, most people assumed he may have still been dealing with a knee issue that came up in the spring. Maybe that flared up again after some people talked about his slide where he seemed to kind of catch and not really slide smoothly. We really have no idea, but he was back out there, and over the last 2 days he's been running, you know, the second group, mm-hmm. basically, and Garoppolo's been sort of pushed back to the third/opportunity reps when he can, you know, get in where he fits in, as they say.
Yep. Quickly going over some attendance before we get back to more practice details. The two guys who were hurt in or during the Washington week, Chris Jones and Silver Sealinga, both of those guys not out there. Chris Martin, the rookie offensive lineman, we've not seen. And Andy, if he walked in the studio right now, I'm not sure I could recognize him. We've not seen him that much. Jeremy Gallen continues to be out on PUP. but he comes out to practice. So that's somewhat encouraging, but
he's alive. He exists.
Yeah. Same with Brian Stork, who was out there again today in just his presence was out there. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't in pads. Same with James Anderson, Jagarrett Davis, Tavon Wilson, Kenoris Davis. Those guys have all been at practice the last few days, but they've been just in their game practice jerseys, no pads, haven't really been able to do much but observe. The two number 45s on offense and defense, DJ Williams, your linebacker, tight end, Cameron Gordon, your rookie linebacker, those guys remain out. No signs still of Michael Haumanu'i. I'm getting a little bit more concerned each day with that because at least the guys who are hurt and coming out in their jerseys leads me to believe they're very close to making some sort of comeback. The fact that we haven't seen Hooman really troubles me, and the fact that they signed all those tight ends the other day, one of whom was not out there, Terrence Miller, the rookie. There have been some reports overnight that the Patriots made some transactions. Nothing's been official, but if they did make those transactions, they would have to make room on the 90-man roster, so it might stand to reason that Terrence Miller might be one of those guys. Don't know for sure.
Last man in, first man out.
Right. And Tyler Gaffney, the guy that the running back that they picked up, the rookie from Carolina, with the injured knee, we're not going to see him. I don't ever expect to see him this year or this camp. So that is the brief run through of attendance. Now, as far as practice, today, as we mentioned, was the weather was wet and sloppy, but I thought the practice was actually rather crisp, except for there were a lot of flags. The refs are here, and they're throwing as many flags, it seems like, as possible.
At the instruction of Bill Belichick, who said, throw them, then we can talk about it, make sure the player knows it, the coach knows it. And, yeah, they've been throwing. And not just, you know, everybody's been talking about pass interference and illegal contact. You know, there was a horse collar on an eagle who grabbed Julian Edelman yesterday. We've had a variety. Brady, there was some confusion today. He had a long chat with the referee after one team drill trying to get a they're doing pretty much everything. And the bulk of these flags, I will say, Brandon LaFell said they've all been on the defense, essentially. There's been no, because everybody's talking about it. It's illegal contact, but we're going to crack down on pushing off, too. Haven't been a lot of those, although he did say that the officials have warned him, if we see your arms extend at all, we're going to throw the flag every single time.
They're lucky. Julian Edelman was lucky they didn't see him the other day on Kyle Arrington.
Yes.
Because he would have gotten flagged.
Yes. But yeah, that's certainly one of the big stories where the flags flying around. The other story I took from this, and this is, you know, having limited knowledge of both teams, the Eagles defense is better than the Redskins defense because Tom Brady and the first offense carved up the Redskins with ease last week, and a lot more balls hitting the ground, a lot more contested balls. Yesterday there was a couple plays Brady had to pull the ball down because he had no place to go with it. So I just thought a lot more competitive in terms of what the Patriots have faced defensively here from Chip Kelly's team. But we should just, I just want to circle back around for just a minute. We should talk about the two reported trades yesterday. They, as you said, have yet to be announced officially, but one trade, supposedly the Patriots have sent a future draft pick, which is now being reported as a potential seventh round pick, to the Packers for defensive tackle slash defensive end Jarrell Worthy, a guy who could probably be a 3-4 end.
Worthy of consideration?
Worthy. Former second-round pick in 2012, has battled injuries, tore his ACL at the end of his rookie year, then has a back injury that has actually kept him from practice this year, and the trade, as all are, is contingent upon a physical.
Boy, but they love picking up these injured guys, don't they?
Injured guys with top-end talent. Could have been a first-round pick, you know.
No, sure.
Couldn't they all? And then the Patriots also reportedly traded Justin Green to the Dallas Cowboys
defensive back
for Ben Bass, or Bass.
Or Bass, yeah.
It's all about the bass.
I still haven't heard
no
this song.
No treble. Another defensive lineman, undrafted type, that kind of a swapping of undrafted guys with limited experience. I think he's played in two games. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, but certainly they're adding depth to the defensive line if these guys play or can get out there. And, you know, we've obviously had the injuries to Jones and Salinga the last couple days, so maybe they're sort of adding to that group with a concern about that depth level. But, you know, who knows? Worthy's the interesting one just because you see a guy who was a second-round pick 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it says a lot that the team that picked him is basically given up,
on him.
You know, seventh-round pick in exchange is absolutely nothing.
We've talked a lot about rookie Malcolm Butler, who's gotten a lot of run. He made another nice play today. There's another undrafted rookie that I want to bring up today because I'm noticing he's getting a few more reps and showing up more early on in the 11-on-11s, and that's LT Tuipulotu.
Is that 68?
That's 68 okay. on the defensive side.
The and, nose tackle?
Nose tackle, who, when Vince Wilfork comes off, a lot of times 68 slides in
yep.
and gets some quality reps. What have you seen out of him, good or bad?
Quality reps, you know, it's hard to tell in these practices. You don't know exactly what a nose tackle is doing in terms of speed and how hard they're going. But just the fact that he's out there, he's even been out there at times in place of Wilfork with Tommy Kelly on one side, Joe Villano on the other. So even, you know, quasi, you know, I know when we're supposed to first team type reps mm-hmm. or with that first unit and then a lot of reps after Wilfork in the second unit. So certainly right now, based on the way things are unfolding, he looks like the number two nose tackle. And I know that's probably not a deep group on this team of guys. The other Malamaluena probably is in that mix.
Ethan Malamaluena.
Yeah, that. And some other guys. But yeah, he is certainly a guy to keep an eye on. Terms of just interior depth, and if they're going to be a 3-4 team, they probably need a backup nose tackle.
Yeah,
and Villano is probably not that. Tommy Kelly probably could if you had to, but
you'd want him on the field too at the same time,
right? And I think he's better suited for the 3-4 end spot. So just yeah, certainly a name to keep an eye on. I won't say it because I can't. LT we'll call him Tuialalapolo.
Tuipulotu.
Is a guy certainly to keep an eye on and has shown interesting reps out there. I also think the other side of the ball, the reps continue to be interesting on the offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Today we saw Devy as the right guard with the rest of the group that's primarily been out there. Dan Conley continuing to get a lot of reps at center. And you had obviously Vollmer at right tackle and Mankins at left guard. But it's been Klein more. But the guys who started last week were Devy and Klein today at right guard. I mean, I just...
Devy was playing some right guard today. Last week he was playing left guard in the Washington
game. And
Klein
was playing right guard the last couple days, and now he wasn't out there with that group, blah, blah, blah. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
All I can think is that they are not convinced as to who their
best five.
Their best five are.
I agree.
And that's a little troublesome.
But it's starting to look like the best five includes Solder, Mankins, Conley.
Right.
And then
on the
Vollmer,
left side.
And then somebody
Vollmer,
at guard.
Somebody at right guard.
Right. That's starting to feel like the way it's going to be, you know, whether that'll continue the next three preseason games.
And I would have said Klein was the inside track for that, but with Devy getting more reps lately,
right.
I'm not so sure.
And I still think Klein is the inside track guy, but you're right. It's coming back. And it's much like, you know, Harmon was the inside track guy to the safety spot believe that Patrick Chung is the inside man for that job. I'm starting to feel like Patrick Chung is going to be the starter, but based on nothing necessarily, and still tons of reps. It's not like it's always Chung with McCourty out there. They continue to rotate through that position like you wouldn't believe.
They do. That was a good transition because I was going to bring that
up
next.
I'm kind of a professional.
That safety spot, it's looking, like you said, like Chung is starting to try to take over where Harmon was thought to start out. And from the start of camp, Harmon didn't even have that hold on the position that many of us thought he was going to.
It was a theoretical, a presumption that he was going to be the guy. Never did it look. It looked that way in the spring when they did the passing camps and he was with Browner and Revis and McCourty.
Yeah.
Remember, they would do certain things. Mm-hmm. They'd go off as a foursome. Well, okay, there's your four starters.
There's a four.
It never looked like that way in training camp, ever.
No.
Ever. Now, he's gotten reps. I don't want to pretend he hasn't gotten reps, but he's also gotten reps with the twos. He's gotten reps with Nate Ebner and this guy and that guy.
Yeah.
We continue to see some reps for the corners. Ryan and Arrington continue to get decent reps. So, another guy I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
Speaking of nose tackles. Nose tackle in the dime package. Will Smith getting some run there after
Zach Moore
limped off and then limped back on, was back out there.
Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on just if he has some sort of a lower leg injury or something.
Yep.
But Will Smith seems to be that one of those guys as just the single down lineman in dime packages and sub packages.
Yeah. Suffice to say, at offensive line, defensive line, safety, and even I guess you could say the other corner spot.
Yep.
We still don't know what we have.
Right.
And maybe I might even throw running back in there just because James White still continues to be given a lot of quality reps.
I think that's by necessity. You know, you have Ridley, you don't have a backup. And you know Ridley might hit some speed bumps along the way. You got to have somebody who you look at as your backup, and I think there's going to be some chance for White to take those reps, take that job. Yeah, and I also, just on the Malcolm Butler thing, I thought it was interesting today with the, you know, the ones, quote unquote, I don't want to get shot or in trouble. He took reps in Revis's spot with Browner on the other side. Then he would go to Browner's side with Revis on the other side, sort of getting rotational reps as the third outside corner coming in. So he is certainly being given every opportunity to win a job.
I think he's
ascending seemingly in his reps and his thoughts. Based on his reps, so keep an eye on him.
I will say he has played better in my mind than Logan Ryan all camp. He's been more consistent.
Ryan has not been very good.
And you mentioned Kyle Arrington too, who's getting a little bit more time at safety now to include him in that mix of the guy next to Devin McCourty. So I think Malcolm Butler has a legitimate chance to make this team.
I think he has made this team through the month of September. We'll see when Browner comes back how things play out, but I do think he has made this team for the month of September.
All right, we teased it at the beginning. Because today's practice, which was supposed to be open to the public, was not open to the public due to the weather.
Get an extra freebie.
Get an extra one on Monday after the Eagles game. There'll be an extra training camp practice. We will be watching the Eagles and Patriots at their walkthrough tomorrow. Again,
scintillating stuff.
Fans are not allowed at that, and you know what? You don't want to be at a walkthrough. We will take that hit for you. But training camp will have an extra day, bonus day, because of the weather today on Monday. So,
And one last note.
Yes.
Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa, a FOB friend of Bill Belichick, was
point.
Here,
yep.
As was Roger Clemens' arch-nemesis, Dave Stewart, from his days of the Oakland A's.
Still giving us that death stare, too.
I think that's just how he looks.
I know.
I think he's like, what? What stare? This is me. This is my face.
That's
this is what
right.
I do.
Sorry, I can't help it. Okay, that'll do it for this podcast. We will see you next time.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.